Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
On the podcast today, we have Ed Dawson from Prospect Oil and Gas. Ed is the CEO and Managing Director. Welcome, Ed.
Good morning. Welcome to you and the listeners.
Ed, before we go any further, let me, for those listening, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what was your background?
My background is oil company management and finance and fund management. So I originally, after my master's, wanted to go and prop trade for one of the big banks or for a hedge fund. This is back in 2001, before hedge funds were sexy, and every teenager wanted to work for a hedge fund. But I went to work for one of the original London hedge funds called Park Place Capital and ran a fund there up to the end of 2006. We had some great years. I sat on top of the Bloomberg lead tables for 18 months, and we were investing in companies that had the opportunity for fundamental change in value. So we were looking at software companies, supernormal growth, biotech companies, drug trials, and resources. But I really loved the resource companies, especially the small and mid-cap companies, with could create huge and meaningful value for shareholders through events such as drilling wells or building out a project. I went to work for RAB. I went to work for RAB on their energy desk in 2009, and they asked me to go and sit on the board of a company, which in fact I very quickly realized, and they realized, we needed a wholesale change of management and change the capital structure, etc. And that asset was a company called Pepper Coast Petroleum that was primary asset. Ultimately, we divested to a Canadian group, and passed most of it on to Exxon for nine-figure sum. And then we had another company which got sold out, and we took control of this company back in 2015.
Well, you clearly got a track record in this field. So expand a bit then on Prospect Oil and Gas, and how does that fit in with your profile?
Well, Prospect Oil and Gas is an AIM-listed investment company that is looking largely European opportunities, oil and gas, focusing onshore. And how does it fit in with me? I suppose, from the days of investments, I think we could spot great opportunities, opportunities that, were also, to be perfectly blunt, appealing to the market and investors. So we've set about sort of bringing oil company management and investment management, I suppose, together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is it sort of almost a portfolio of businesses that you have within?
We effectively are looking, you know, building, you know, a portfolio of assets. We've done that in this last year. We added to our Poland asset with a block in, a half share of a block in Romania. And that has, we've just drilled that and it's been a success. But what really drove us, got us excited, was the follow-on opportunities there. In Italy, we're presently drilling a well there. We've got 1/6 share with that into a block. The well that's getting drilled at the moment is into a field that produced up to 85. But again, what interested us was the follow-on prospectivity of the block. Into specifically a thing called East Elva. So yeah, there's an I think an element of building a portfolio, but there is themes and similarities flowing through Romania, Italy, and in fact, what we announced this morning, which is the play in Spain, they all follow a similar geological concept.
Okay, well, that sort of segues us nicely into that. That's what I wanted to speak to you about, was this morning's announcement. I see you've taken a 49.9% stake in this gas project there. Seems quite a lot, isn't that? Aren't you exposing yourself rather to risk there? Or
I'd like to think, actually, we've got a minimal cost and controlled entry into the play. Our initial acquisition is for 2.5%, but we have the option to increase that initially to 15%, take it up to the 49.9%. So we'll only take that final decision once we're actually ready to drill a well here in Spain. We look at these things largely driven by two things. Obviously, the NPV of a success case of a project, and also importantly the expected monetary value of the project. So that's the risked, effectively the risked NPV. And you know, for our entry costs into the prospective NPVs and EMVs here is very, very low. So I wouldn't, I'm not uncomfortable with taking, you know, 49% share of a well, and especially in a case like this. You know, actually, it's, we would likely to twin the well that was drilled in the 1950s that actually, you know, has a huge amount of gas on the logs and flow gas to the surface and stuff like that. So from a geological perspective, I would consider this very low risk. So it's a sort of investment you probably have as much as you can of.
But what is it? I mean, if it's such a good deal, what's so exciting about the project itself?
A number of things first have come together. Bizarrely enough, we, you know, at the start of 2016, we did a review with all the BD we'd done, and we said, actually, we're not going to look at any projects in Spain. There are very few hydrocarbons. But actually, if you look where this is located, it's the bottom of Spain, and you see the similar geological features, you know, across the Strait of Gibraltar in North Africa. So, first, it ticks a number of boxes. One we've just talked about is materiality. There's potentially up to, you know, 2 TCF here, which is very big. Location, it's, you know, it sits in Europe, high gas prices, it's got a mature market, proven hydrocarbons, and, you know, there's potential access to infrastructure here. The one of the major pipelines that transports gas from Africa, Algeria and such like into Europe comes across just 3 miles away from where this well is, like, well, the old well happened, and where we'd like to do another well. It's the sort of the landing point where you can add if maybe potentially add some extra facilities and get this thing on production. You know, the capital costs would be dramatically reduced if you can piggyback this sort of infrastructure. So again, it makes it, you know, when you look at the numbers, it all helps.
That's great, Ed. So tell me, what can your shareholders and followers expect to see in the coming 12 months?
If we walk around the portfolio in Romania, we're working on the 2018 program with our partner there. We hope to, you know, push that block forward. In Italy, I think the market will be updated by the operator and thus us shortly, and we have flow testing there in January, and we would, I'm sure our partners would as well, like to push that block forward so people can see that progress. And I've just not said it, Spain as well. That project is, you know, ready to be revitalized. We will be recommending a landman who has history of progressing resource projects in the area to the company. And again, other consultants who are well known regionally and nationally there.
As always, we always ask our guests who are on here to give us three reasons why listeners should add Prospect Oil and Gas onto their watch list. And what would those reasons be, Ed?
You know, we do have a track record of success. You can look at our past companies, and we're trying to do that again. We're building a good portfolio. So it's good management. We do have an exciting portfolio. I'd like to think we pleasantly surprise our investors with the work that we've done, and we'll continue to do that. And, you know, we've got news flow, which is, again, important. We will start to move this project along in 2018, and we've got news around the rest of our portfolio, and we do continue to maintain an active BD program, so plenty to happening.
Ed, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time today. I really enjoyed that. At this point, I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and the same to you and the listeners.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hear the intriguing stories behind some of the world's best love songs in the FT's Life of a Song podcast. From soul to funk, to punk to jazz, discover how classic songs like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Yesterday, and Stairway to Heaven were born. Search online or listen at ft.com/podcasts. Plus, don't miss the new Life of a Song book, featuring a compilation of 50 songs that have appeared in FT weekend columns. Pick up your copy from Amazon, your local bookshop, or give a gift to someone who'd enjoy this brilliant literary mixtape.